686-2236.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We were talking with Phyllis, and we answered one of her questions. The second question was Rosa Sharon. Rosa Sharon is a wonderful, wonderful plant, and it's a blooming shrub right now that can get fairly large if you allow it to, but you can prune it to keep it any size that you want. When it gets dry, which we really haven't had that much rain during the month of June and July, you're going to get some yellowing. So it's not the spray that you put on it. And during the break, I ran outside and I looked at mine, and my plant's about 6 foot tall, maybe 3 feet wide, and there are some yellow leaves on it. And I haven't watered it since, I'm going to say, mid-July. We really have not had that much rain in southern Maine since then. So, and it's not like it's covered with yellow leaves, but there's probably a dozen leaves on this plant. So if that's the case, then why don't you give the plant a good soaking? And the easiest way is not just to stand there with a hose and just blast the water on it. Take the nozzle off the hose. Turn on the hose so that you get a trickle coming out of the hose about the size of a ballpoint pen. And put it at the base of the plant and let it run for about 15, 20 minutes so that you really, you're slowly watering the plant. It's got a chance to soak in. It's not running off. Try that and see what happens. And I guarantee you that the yellowing is going to stop. The leaves are going to get shinier looking, and you'll have a plant that's going to look a lot better. The other thing that you want to do while you're there, we were talking about a problem with mites. Rosa Sharon also gets mites in the flower buds, where you'll have big clusters of flower buds, and a lot of them don't open. Do the same thing that we talked about with Phil. Take a piece of paper, put it right where your Rosa Sharon flowers are, and tap them. And look for little specks that move on your plant. That's a spider mite, and it does get on Rosa Sharon, especially when it's hot, it's humid, and it's muggy. Okay? For those of you that wrote to get cotton, if you get a minute, could you let me know how your cotton plants are doing? Because we're putting together something with the Tops Field Fair in late September, early October. And we want to find out how your cotton is doing. We'd like to get some of you to bring it down to the fair. I know my cotton plant has a white blossom with a little bit of pink in it right now. And it's really beginning to look good. Mine were killed with a frost that we had here in Maine. I put them out a little bit too early. And during the garden tour, one of the ladies that came, I can't remember her name right now. I have it written down. But she asked me where my cotton was, and I didn't have any because the frost killed them. And she gave me three of her plants. And they're about 18 to 24 inches tall. They're looking really, really well. So if you're growing cotton, let me know how your cotton is doing, okay? We'd love to find out and see how everybody is standing with the cotton plant so that we can share our information. Okay, Don, who's up next?
This is George from Massachusetts, who has a question about a lawn. George called back.
George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have 2,000 or 3,000 square feet of lawn that is dying for the third year in a row. I rototilled it in the spring and planted Echo Lawn because it's a shady area, and the lawn came in good, got up 3 or 4 inches, and now it's all beginning to die again for the third year. What do I do?
Now, is it sunny or shady?
It's very shady. It's under Norway maple trees. It gets spotlighted, but it is shady. But I've had lawn there for 50 years, so it's good soil.
Okay. It's good soil. How high off the ground are the branches?
Oh, 20 feet.
20 feet. So you mean you can walk under it and there's not a problem?
Oh, yes, but at least 20 feet, maybe 30 feet.
Okay. And you planted the seed came up, it's growing, and now it's just kind of thinning out?
It's all universally dying out, yes. And I say this is the third year in a row I've had the same situation.
Okay. Have you been watering this newly planted grass?
Yes, I water it every 3 days, and it's good. I water it deep.
You water it good and deep?
Yes.
So, I mean, it's got to be that the roots of these trees are right up to the surface.
Rototiller are quite deep.
Okay. So there's plenty of soft soil for the roots of the grass to bite into.
At least 4 or 5 inches, yes. No roots. It's all clear soil.
Okay. And it came up, it did good, and all of a sudden it's just kind of pooping out.
That's correct.
Now, is it uniformly dying? Did it start at one end? And uniformly is just
2,000 or 3,000 square feet.
And all of it is underneath the maples.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I would try and do, just for your own peace of mind today, take a regular trowel that you would plant annuals with. And where the grass is, push the trowel into the ground and see what you find. Maple trees have an unbelievable root system. And it's possible that the roots, even with you rototilling, have come right back. And if you can push the trowel in and you can dig the soil easily, then it's not the roots of the tree. But I'd be willing to bet that if you took that trowel and you push it into the ground, it's just a massive spider web of roots from the maple that is beginning to choke out the grass itself. And in a situation like that, it's a combination of the roots, it's a combination of the shade from the tree itself that's beginning to just... It's not getting enough sunlight. I would try getting a liquid food, like even Miracle-Gro, and giving the grass a feeding with the liquid. A liquid fertilizer is called water soluble, which means that once it gets wet, the plant can instantly absorb it. They can absorb it through the foliage or through the roots. A granular food that's chemical is slow release, and every time it rains, the plant can absorb it. A organic, every time it rains, it's released, but the microbes in the soil have to break it down before the plant can actually use it. So an organic will last a lot longer. I would try a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or any of those types of products that you can get at your garden center and give it a feeding with that and see if that brings back the color. But dig into the soil and see how thick the roots are from that tree. It may be to a point where you may have to plant moss rather than grass in that situation, okay? So give that a try, and then send me an email, and we can talk over the Internet. My email is p Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And this week I'm home all week. Last week I was gone 3.5 days, so I didn't get a chance to do much on the Internet. But I'll try and get caught up today to answer some of your questions. Don, who's next?
This is Marilyn from Maine, who has a question, two questions, one about dead flowers and one about a walking stick plant.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much for taking my call. My lacy hydrangea is just filled with flowers, but some of them are dying, and I didn't know whether I should cut off the tops. And my walking stick is like 15, 20 feet, and I wonder if I can cut off the branches now or wait till the fall when the leaves are off.
Okay. Okay. Marilyn, why don't you just hold on? We're coming up on the break. I didn't realize we were that close to the break. And we'll tell you what to do as far as taking care of your walking stick and your hydrangea. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Marilyn about her walking stick and hydrangea. Now, some of the early blooming varieties of hydrangeas are beginning to go by. I have some Annabelle's, which is the ball, white-shaped hydrangea, and they're beginning to go by. And in the next week or two, I'm going to be removing all of those flowers. And that way the energy stays in the plant. And that's what I think you should do with yours, Marilyn. When they start to get discolored, even the blue and the pink hydrangeas that are very common along Cape Cod right now, you should begin to remove those flowers as they go by. And you want to do that for several reasons. The main reason is if you live in the Northeast and you allow that flower to stay on the plant, when it gets cold and we start to get some snow, the snow will stick to the dead hydrangea flower. And it will get heavy and heavier and heavier. And eventually the stem is going to bend and break. And when it breaks, then you end up with damage to the plant that will decrease the amount of flowers for the following year. So anytime you see that your hydrangeas are done blooming or are beginning to go by, clean them. Get them off the plant. The energy that the plant is trying to make seed is used to make the plant stronger and helping it to make flower buds for next year. So when your hydrangeas look dirty, clean them up, get them looking really good, and feed them. Give them another shot of fertilizer to get them ready for the winter months, and they're making the flower buds right now for next year. So removal of the blooms will help the plant a great deal. On your walking stick, if you prune it now, you're going to remove leaves. And when you remove leaves, you're removing part of the ability of the plant to get bigger and stronger. And the energy that's in those leaves does not have a chance to go from the leaf and be stored in the roots. So the best time to prune any kind of a plant is not now. The best time to do the pruning is when the leaves are off the plant. And when you live in the Northeast, or if you live in the, let's say you live in Minnesota, the best time to do your pruning for anything that's not flowering. So a walking stick is not a blooming plant. If it was me, I would prune it in the spring while the plant is dormant and before the leaves develop on the plant, and you do the pruning to control the size. Right now, if you prune it and all those leaves come off the plant, all that energy that's in that leaf is thrown away. Let the leaves turn yellow, which sends the energy from the leaf into the root of the plant where it's stored, and next year it will make your plant thicker. It'll make it fuller, and you'll have much bigger leaves, and your plant will look nicer. So don't do the pruning until the spring while the plant is dormant. Okay? Now, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. And remember, if you'd like to get some additional information on gardening, we have a weekly newsletter. And all you need to do is to go to my website, paulparent.com. At the top of the page, it says newsletter. Now, if you click on it, you can see this week's newsletter. You just click where it says newsletter, and it will come up, and you can read it. And if you'd like to get it, it's free. It comes out every single Thursday. I try and write stories that pertain to this time of the year, and it will give you a lot of information. We have almost 6,000 people that receive the newsletter, and it's free. All you do is go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and you put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you'll get a newsletter that will give you a lot of information. Very, very easy. If we can help you, call this number right now, 800-259-9231. It will get you up, and we'll try to help you to have a great gardening season. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Print Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, it's the beginning of August, and a lot of us are having a lawn that looks kind of so-so. The gardens are looking good, and I thought it was probably time that we could get some encouragement and some ideas of what we could do with our lawn. So I called my good friend, Ashton Ritchie at Scott's Company, to join us this morning and give us some ideas of what we should be doing with our lawn to, get it green again and to get it ready for the arrival of fall, maybe to talk a little bit about planting a new lawn and to make it thicker. So joining us, Ashton Ritchie. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is everything with Ashton today?
Everything is great. Everything's great. You know, a lot of people have been fighting the dog days of summer this year, and the lawn's been, it's been taking a beating with the hot weather, but, we're coming into fall, and this is really the most important time of the year where you can really improve your lawn.
Now, what should we do right now? I know, like you said, we've had a lot of 90-degree days. We've had a lot of humidity. It's been fairly dry, pretty uniform across the whole country. And, I mean, my lawn is green, but it's not thick and full like it should be. So what do we do at this time of the year?
Well, you know, this is somewhat of a dilemma because you're looking at your lawn, and if it's looking like, hey, it's just a little tired, looks like you just described so-so, then it's probably just waiting for a good feeding. And in the fall, usually around Labor Day, we like to give it a first feeding. And then about 6 weeks later, we like to feed it a second time. And those two feedings really improve the lawn. That first feeding starts to help it produce new roots to help recover from the dry weather, hot dry weather. And, of course, we had a time when the weather's getting cooler, so it really does respond to those two feedings. And it goes into next year really, really healthy, really robust root system. However, if you've got a lawn that's maybe 15 years old and you've got grass varieties that are just not as good as what we have now, and maybe you have some of these grassy weeds in there that that you can't really control because they are perennial weeds, and if you put something on them, they won't go out and die without hurting your good grass. So, you know, some people actually consider this is a time of the year when, you know, I can renovate my lawn. I can just get rid of what I got. And I could start over with some of the newer grass varieties. And if you ever consider doing that, this is the time of the year when you would do that. And there's some steps that you can take to do that, beginning here in middle of August.
So let's say your grass is so-so. You've got older varieties. What steps would you do, Ashton? How would you get it ready to make it better?
Okay. You know, this is a little bit involved to explain over the radio. I do have a blog posting at scotts.com. I did back towards the end of July. It's called Time to Plan Lawn Renovation, and we actually have a video on there that helps to show the steps. But I've done this in the past, I've actually started around August 15th. I spray the bad areas of the lawn with Roundup, and about a week later, I go back just to look at the areas, and sometimes you can see areas you didn't spray real well, or you missed some areas. So I do a second Roundup spray on anything that looks like it's not really affected by that first spraying. So now that I've sprayed it twice, the good thing about Roundup is you can reseed your lawn almost immediately. But it's going to kill, you know, the patches of bent grass or the nimbleweed or the fescue clumps or stuff like that. So then in early September, you can rent a dethatcher or a power rake, and you can get that from any of the Scotts Lawn Pro retailers. A lot of them have rental sections where you can rent that. And then that way you can rake up and kind of break up the dead patches of lawn that are dead that you've killed with the Roundup, and expose some soil. And if you've got some low spots, you can add some of that turf filter seeding soil to those areas. And then the next day, I rented a slit seeder and seeded my lawn. A slit seeder actually plants the seed right in rows in the soil. And so if you've got some existing dead grass there, it's okay. And I've used that. And then the seed that you select, you just select the best of the Scotts Turf Builder seeds for the situation you have. If you have full sun, or if you have shade, or if you want drought tolerance or heat tolerance, then you select a blend that's matched up with those kind of conditions. And you put some starter fertilizer down with the seed, and then all of a sudden, boom, you are going to start watering it, and you're going to have a new lawn where the old lawn used to be. Now, obviously, this is quite involved, but that's the only real step you can take if you've got all those bad old perennial grasses that are hard to get.
Now, what is the website, and where can people go look at this to get more detailed information?
You go to www.scotts.com, and when you get on the site, there's right in the lower middle part, there's links to the most recent blogs. Like, you know, I did one yesterday on fall vegetable gardening, and there's 4 videos you can watch about the kinds of things you can plant in your garden this fall. And then there's links to all the others. There's usually 2 blog postings every week. So you can click on any of those, and then you can, once you're on that one, you can find the one that I did on time to plan lawn renovation.
Terrific. So they can go there anytime, and it'll give them detailed information step by step on how to do it. Now, Ashton, there are many towns that have water bans on at this time of the year. What are people to do to make the grass better?
Yeah, a lot of times, you know, you'll be restricted to water just certain days of the week or certain times of the day. And, you know, if you need to water your lawn, then if you give it a good watering of at least a half inch of water at a time, and make sure that your sprinklers are adjusted so that you're not wasting water by shooting it down the sidewalk and down the gutter. But if you have, if you're not allowed to water at all, if you've been keeping your lawn well fed 4 times a year with a good lawn fertilizer like the like the Scott's four-step program or the Scott's super turf filter feeder feedings, then you've got a good root system. And your lawn, as you described, your lawn has your own lawn, Paul. It looks, you know, it's riding through this because you kept it well fed. But if you're trying to do a seeding and you're trying to get the grass seed up, it's not the half inch of water. It's just a light watering several times a day to help keep the seed moist. But what's good about the seed today is that the turf filter seeding seed is actually wrapped with a super absorbent material to help hold moisture next to the seed, so you have a better chance of success, even if you kind of mess up the watering a little bit.
Now, tell our Garden Club members about your seed, how your seed is different than everything else out there with this coating. Tell them what it does and what it is.
Well, of course, the seed is blended with the best varieties you can get. You know, they have disease resistance and some insect resistance and other things to make the lawn sturdier and stronger. But then we've gone the extra step of coating each seed with a super absorbent material that actually holds moisture next to the seed during that critical germination time when it's first putting out that first root and it doesn't want to dry out. And we have another product called Easy Seed, capital E, capital Z seed, and that has a mulch material that actually, when you add the water to it, it expands and holds the water right next to the seed. So if you had just maybe a little bit of a few weeds that you wanted to kill, you could take care of those, and then you end up with a few spots. You rough them up a little bit and use the Easy Seed, and again, you're almost assured of success because you are holding moisture next to those seeds during that critical germination time.
Now, this Easy Seed is very, very unique. I was very fortunate. I was invited to the Scott's headquarters in Marysville, and you were there, and you were showing us the different types of these pre-mixed products that have seed and a mulch to it. And your Easy Seed is very, very unique, and the amount of water that this product holds is just incredible. You can actually see the mulch product that you've designed swell and retain the water just like a sponge. And I don't think anybody else is able to do anything like this.
And no, and one of the things, it's a special product that's been put together. It's unique to Scott's. It uses coconut fiber, which is a waste product that would basically go unused in the processing of coconuts. But we've been able to find a good use for it, and we combine it with some other things in order to make sure that you get that moisture next to the seed during that critical germination time.
Yeah, I'm really excited about your use of coconut fiber and some of the new soil blends that you're testing in Marysville for potting soils and for garden soils. Really has me excited how it fluffs up the soil, how it's able to retain so much moisture, makes the soil more pliable. And one of the things that you were explaining to the garden writers that were there is that peat moss takes so long to grow in nature that when you use it, it's going to take almost 1,000 years to replace what you've taken out of the ground. And this coconut fiber is a renewable product that Mother Nature is making every year. So Scott's, knowing this, is now changing and is going to be eliminating a lot of the peat moss in their blends and substituting this coconut fiber, which is a renewable part of Mother Nature's organic matter. And that's really, really kind of great for a company like Scott's to begin to really get green.
You know, I think the thing that impressed me about those couple of days we spent looking at all the research that's going on and some of the things that are coming in the future, I know we've had some really interesting breakthroughs over the last few years, but some of the things that are coming down the pike in the future, I'm even more excited about. And I think that it's all about making it easier for gardeners to have success. And you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to have beautify the surroundings, your outdoor rooms around your home, for your vegetable garden and for your flower gardens and for your lawn. And, yep. You know, as gardeners, lifelong gardeners like you and I, it's always exciting when you can see breakthroughs that the researchers are able to give us.
Yeah, and the other thing that probably has me more excited than anything else that Scotts is working on, and I've mentioned it to a lot of people, and I've talked about it on the air, Scotts is working with the Canadian government, and they are working with a disease to kill broadleaf weeds for the future. And
so it's a totally natural way of killing the weeds without actually, you know, just burning them off from the top, but actually killing the root system at all. And, you know, we've got a lot of real good weed controls, but this would be another nice addition to weed controls in your lawn.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really, really excited about this. There's nobody right now that has a weed killer that is totally organic. And I know it's something that's going to take a year or two or maybe more to get ironed out and to get the right amounts. But for Scotts to develop a naturally occurring weed killer that will kill dandelions, chickweed, clover, plantain, and all of the common weeds, and it's going to be totally organic. And this is really, really exciting for me. And I know we have a lot of listeners that want to keep their yard safer for the kids. They want to use organics. You know, have some patience, because Scotts is working on something that is the future. It's the new technology of gardening. And you're going to be excited when this thing becomes available, and I hope real soon. So, Ashton, you have a great day.
Thank you,
and
Paul.
And we'll tell people, we'll tell everybody to go read your blog, and that's Scotts.com, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling, and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work, from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gun Gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Thought we'd give you some ideas of what is going to be coming up for your lawn and for your garden. And Ashton is always up there to, with the current information and the new technology of gardening. Don, who's up next?
This is Dick from Dartmouth, Massachusetts. And no. Sorry about that. And it's he's got a question about an apple tree.
Good morning, Dick. How can we help you with your fruit trees today?
Good morning, Paul. Well, I've talked to you before about this apple tree I've got. It's probably about 4 years old now. Last year we had apples on it. Amazingly, we had about 8 apples on it. It's a cute little tree. And this year we had no apples at all, but I've noticed I've got some sort of a scale on the leaves. I'm going to get rid of them.
You have? Are they like raised bumps on the foliage itself?
Well, I got a leaf right here with me, and there's like little round circles with a little dot in the middle of each of the circles. The leaf is green, but the little circles are kind of yellowish, and there's a black dot in the middle of each of them.
Okay,
a couple dozen.
That is fungus that's on that tree. What you need to do, Dick, is you need to set up a fertilizing and spraying program for your fruit tree. Now, the one thing I was always told in college and when I went to different trade shows, to different lectures and thing is never expect anything from your fruit trees till they're at least 5 years old, because the trees are immature, the root systems are not well established. And anything that you get in that first 5 years is really a bonus. Once the tree gets to be 5 years plus, then the fruit will start to come all by itself. So what you need to do is you need to feed the plant for the first 5 years, spring and fall. And something like Plant Tone is excellent because it has the mycorrhizae included. And that will help to develop a bigger root system to make the plant that much stronger. And if you can put some Plant Tone spring and fall, you're going to see that tree is going to get bigger and stronger a lot faster. You need to do a little bit of pruning. And I have, I don't have it right here with me, but I have a great book on fruits and berries. And if you'd like to get the title of this orchard book, send me an email, Dick, at pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And I'll email you back the name of this book. The woman that wrote the book is like the fifth or sixth generation of running this huge apple, peach, pear, and plum orchard in the Midwest. And she writes about what her family has done to make her orchard as good as it is right now. And a lot of great practical information. But if you can feed your tree spring and fall for the first 5 years, that will help tremendously. You need to set up a spraying program. And basically what you do is you use an insect and disease spray when the tree is dormant. And you use horticultural oil to kill any insect in the egg form in the fall after the leaves have all come out, like around Columbus Day, and again in the spring during late March or April before the leaves come out. And you need a good fungicide that will kill disease spores spring and fall. Now, once the flowers come off the tree, then you need to use a fruit tree spray every 2 weeks, just like clockwork. You have to put down on your calendar that April 1st, April 15th, May 1st, May 15th, right through the whole summer, you need to spray those trees. And there's great products available. There are a lot of organic products now. And if you can do that, you'll have all kinds of fruit. But don't panic about the amount of fruit. It's because of the immatureness, if that's a word. The tree is not mature enough to really do that, and that will change, and you'll have beautiful fruit in the days to come. Okay? If we can help you, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like to get some information, we're planning a trip to the Gardens of Ireland. If you go to my website, paulparent.com, click on the trips, and we've made a list of all of the gardens we're going to visit and a